Hello, hello. Come on in, join me. I'll just wait a second. Just wait. So far, no one is here. It's just me. We'll wait and see if anyone gets alerted. Hello, hello. Okay, I see I'm on. Is it Facebook? Facebook, yeah. Facebook is completely censoring me right now, guys. It's like I am being more heavily censored on Facebook than I was during the election, like during 2020. And it's nuts. I'm surprised anyone on Facebook can see me. It's quite a shocker. It's bad. It's so, I don't know, like, if I don't even know if I said anything. I didn't get any kind of, I think I shared a Veritas video, and then it was after that Facebook, like, it was just like completely clamped down on me. Pretty much just made me non-existent. So find me on Rumble, find me on Twitter. Even YouTube lets me talk a little bit. If you're, hey YouTube, what's up? Elevator mechanic. I see you. But yeah, Facebook is bad right now. Like, it's so bad. I used to get hundreds of thousands of views on videos, even millions. And now it'll be like, you got 1,000 views, or not even. So they are just completely suppressing me. They have a real issue with satire and comedy. A mom that, you know, makes fun of the lefties, they just can't handle it. So they're like, just don't let her talk. Just shut her down. So that's Facebook for you. So come follow me on platforms that allow free speech. I mean, honestly, let's just do that. Hello. Hello, Teresa. Hello, Jean. Hello, Harold. I like that. I haven't heard Harold in a while. I like Harold. Rod, Donna. Hello, guys. Okay, so let's just talk a little bit. I'm not going to take up too much of your time. I know you're busy. I know you got a lot going on, okay? And actually, I'm going to take next week off. I'm just going to completely check out, spend time with my family. My kids are on spring break, and we're just going to have some family time. I think it's very important to take a time out. If you don't take a time out, then you burn out, okay? Like, you just can't do it. And so you got to take a time out. You got to take a breather. You got to just, I mean, even God rested, right? I mean, we should be resting more, actually. A rest is actually a sign of trust. So I'm going to take a little time out, take a little breather next week. So I probably won't have any satire or videos out, just so you guys know. Daniel, thank you. Enjoys the comedy. Hello from Canada. I need to do Trudeau again. Oh my gosh, that guy. Wow. Michigan. Hello, Michigan. I love Michigan. I go there every summer. I have since I was a child. Let's see here. Okay. So I haven't talked to you guys since the January, can I say it, on Facebook? I don't know. That number, since that came out on Tucker Carlson. And it looks like the entire Democrat Party, even people in the Republican Party and the media, are losing their minds over the fact that you can actually view footage that you've never seen before. You see, this is how they want it to work. They show you footage that they've chosen that you're allowed to see, and then you are to think as they want you to think. And you're not to see anything that they don't want you to see. So the fact that you were able to see something that you weren't supposed to see, well, you know, it's off with their heads for Tucker Carlson and his team. Like, how dare they? How dare they show you things that you've not seen, which will it changes your view. And I put out a satire, a couple days ago, of just an individual watching footage they've never seen before and their friend saying, hey, you can't look at it. You cannot look at it. Why? Like, why can't we look at other footage? Why can't we allow individuals to assess all sorts of footage and then make a decision on what they believe happened that day? Why is it that we must only listen to what we are told and then we are to think how we're told? Like, what kind of society is that? Even if you're on the left and you want to believe that it was a giant insurrection, which it wasn't at all, it was a protest, If you want to believe that, that's fine. You can believe that. You have the freedom and the right to believe that, that the Capitol was overtaken with people waving flags. You want to believe that? You can believe that. If you want to believe that this whole thing was blown up to shut down speech, to shut down any kind of discrepancy over the election, to shut down any kind of questioning, you can believe that. You have the right to believe what you want to believe. And the fact that people are losing their minds because people are choosing to think differently or view something differently than how they're told says all you need to know about where we are right now as a country. And where people want to take us. And if you, let's just rewind it back. Do you guys remember during 2020 when we had the summer of love with just tons of riots? I mean, billions of dollars of damage, things lit on fire, more officers injured there than on January. Okay, like it was crazy. Crazy. They even, let's remember this. Do you guys remember this? They were boarding up buildings before the election took place. Do you guys remember that? Shop owners were boarding up their buildings. Okay. Completely terrified that if Biden didn't get in, that there would be riots in the streets and all hell would break loose. That was the story. Okay. That's how these people run the show, right? You either comply and you get in line and do as we say, or we're going to burn the country down. Okay, that's how they think. So it was a contested election. We were going into a very tumultuous period at that point. Okay, and a lot of people were questioning how things went down. And if people felt like things weren't run properly, and they protest that, that is democracy. And not allowing people to protest or voice their concerns is shutting down democracy. So people that say, oh, no, you can't, you have to just comply. You have to just go along with it or else your democracy is at threat. That's fascism. That's complete and total control over everything. And we as American citizens have the right to protest. We have the right to freedom of speech. And we should be allowed to say, hey, I don't like how this was run. I have a question about this. I have a question about that. And that doesn't cause you, that doesn't make you an insurrectionist. It doesn't. And if we're honest, our attorney general said that five officers died. That's a complete and total lie. They did not die on January. They didn't. Didn't happen. So they're lying to you. Why are they lying to you? Ask yourself that question. Why the lies? Why not allow us to see the video? Why? Why can't we see it? Why can't we see it and say, huh, well, why did they escort that guy around? Looks like they were just escorting him around. They weren't ushering him out or guiding him towards the exit. They were just walking around with the guy. Why? It looks pretty calm in this situation here. And then you got to ask yourself, who started knocking down the doors? Who started going in and being violent? Who are those people? Where are they? Okay. And everyone that's pleaded guilty to whatever, that's being held completely unconstitutionally in jail right now, they haven't pled guilty to insurrection. Okay. None of that. No one has. Zero people have. Trespassing. Wow. That's the big, trespassing. Okay. So the media is become literally state-run propaganda. It's state-run propaganda. If you turn on your nightly news, you are just being completely filled with propaganda. Because anyone that's a logical thinking person, anyone that wants to see both sides of the story should say, what's wrong with seeing the other footage? Like, what? Why can't I see what you want me to see? Oh, it was terrible. And then why can't I see what the other side wants me to see? And then why can't I, as a grown adult with a functioning brain, assess the situation and make a conclusion myself? I am so tired of them treating us like infants, treating us like we're little tiny babies that just can't make up our mind what happened. We can, and we don't need you to tell us what happened. We can assess the situation ourselves and draw our own conclusions. And we can talk to people that were on the ground that day, because I know several people that were. So it's unbelievable. And I believe that Jacob Chansley should be let out of prison immediately, out of jail immediately. He is a veteran that fought for us, for our country. He struggles with mental illness. Okay, is what we've been presented with. He's had some mental issues, and he was the shaman, right? And let's just go with it this way. If you're surrounded by police officers and they're not saying, "Ma'am, I need you to leave the building. That you're completely trespassing here. I need you to exit." And I'm like, "No, I'm gonna do what I want. I'm not leaving." Then that's a different story. But if I want to come in here, and they're like, "Yeah, okay," and they're walking around with me, and I'm talking to them, they're talking to me, we're opening doors, we're going in certain areas, there, I would think I'm allowed to do this. I'm allowed to do this. I'm allowed to do this. It's like getting a private tour somewhere. You're let into a ballpark stadium, and you have a private escort showing you around. If you have someone walking with you that has authority, you believe that you're being allowed to do something. I don't know how you can't argue with that, even if you're on the left. And then suddenly they're like, "You broke into the stadium, arrest her, put her in jail for 4 years. She's crazy." Like, that's nuts. This guy's in prison right now, in jail right now. And it was all a misunderstanding. And he should be let out immediately, like immediately. And I found this quote. Somebody said this to me, George Orwell, 1984. The party that told you to reject the evidence your eyes and the party told you to reject the evidence of your eyes and ears. It was their final and most essential command. We are literally being told not to believe what we're seeing with our own eyes. We're being told to only believe what they've told us to see. Because up until this point, we've only seen what they want us to see. So they're telling us to see this way, to think this way. Excuse me. And we're now seeing something else with our own eyes. And we're being told not to see that. How messed up is that? How messed up is it? All I'm saying is draw your own conclusion. Don't let the media tell you how to think. Don't let a Democrat or a Republican tell you how to think. Research for yourself. Look up the facts. And then draw your own conclusions. But this is absolutely absurd that we're being treated like infants. And we're being told how to think and what to think in order to shut down any kind of alternate narrative that's being presented. Like, this is the storyline. These are the talking points. Do not veer off course. And if you do, we'll try to ban you. You saw Chuck Schumer on the Senate floor the other day demanding that Tucker Carlson be removed from his show. I'm sorry. Isn't that government censoring speech? Isn't that a direct violation of the Constitution? Government official telling a private individual what they can and cannot see. That is censorship of speech. And if I was Tucker Carlson, I'd go after Chuck Schumer. I mean, bring a lawsuit, man. The government cannot tell you how to think or what to say. We still have the Constitution, even though it's directly under assault right now by the left. We still have it. So, sorry. It's just so annoying, guys. I mean, this has been time and time again. How many times have I been on here saying something happened? I'm called crazy. I'm called a conspiracy theorist. And it turns out to be true. I mean, I wrote down some of them. Russiagate. You guys remember Russiagate? We were told that Trump colluded with his best friend Putin to steal the election, right? An investigation took place. They found no evidence of that. But they told us that for like 3 years. Right? That was a lie. The pandemic, like everything around it, a lie. From where it came from to what to put in your body and how it would stop anything from happening to you, a lie. a lie that putting something on your face would protect you. A lie. The very fine people hoax. Complete lie, right? Kyle Rittenhouse. Oh my gosh, she was just a white supremacist killing people. A lie. I mean, you guys could probably list them here. All of the lies you have been told over the last 6-7 years. And then you got to start to think, well, that probably wasn't when they started lying to us. It probably started much sooner. And then you start to ask yourself, well, why do some people not see it? Why do some people not see the lies? Why do they continue after all of this? They continue to trust government. They continue to think, oh, no. They wouldn't do this to us. That can't be true. It was an insurrection. This if I put this in my body, it will save me. They continue to believe it after it's been presented that it's a lie. Why? And I started to really think about this because this everyone watching this has family, has friends. Good friends. I have good friends that I'm like, how can you not see this? Like me and this one of my friends out in California, I'm like, how can you not see it? Like, it's just so clear. And I think it comes down to, and then when you start to, let me back it up. Then when you start to think about like before 7 years ago, like, were they lying to us? And then you start to realize they did. Weapons of mass destruction. It was a lie. The Tuskegee experiments, what our government did there, sick, absolutely sick, trail of tears. Like, they have continued to lie. They lie and lie and lie. And the only way to get government back under a tight compression where they're limited in their authority is to limit the role of government, to limit their power. To say no and to put them so much in a box. And that's what the Constitution is designed to do. That's why they want to override the Constitution. When you talk to the left, they can't stand the Constitution, man, because it limits their power. But if the government is not limited, they'll do stuff just like the Tuskegee experiments. And that, I'm not going to talk details, but they will take advantage and they will corrupt, because absolute power corrupts absolutely. So you think to yourself, well, how can my friend not see this? Like, how I I'll have this. Now they'll see it. Oh, no. Now they'll see it. This is going to get them. They're going to see it. After they see this, they're going to see it, and they don't see it. And you're like, how do you not? And I think there's this replacement of God with government. There's this sincere belief that government has the best intentions, that the people in power really do care about them, and they really sincerely want to protect them, and they really sincerely are there to make people's lives better. Like, that is the belief in these people that continue to refuse to see it. And you could think, okay, so because it's putting a trust into government, it's trusting government because that has replaced God, right? Because I look to God to protect me. I look to God to guide me, to make sure that I make the right decisions by seeking Him, by praying on it, by making Him part of my walk every single day, right? But if you don't have that, right, and you've replaced God with government, then you formed a trust there. And it does provide, if we're honest, some sort of it lessens the anxiety, right? Because you're like, our government would never do that to us, you guys. So it's not a big deal. Like, and so it lessens the anxiety, because if they really thought, oh my gosh, maybe the government doesn't have my best interests at heart. Maybe there is shadiness. Maybe there is corruption. Maybe there are ulterior motives. Then that creates anxiety, right? It's like, no, they would never do that. No. It's like this anxiety. And so instead of being there, because they can't cast that care onto God because they've removed God, instead of being like in that state of anxiety. Because if you have no God and government has become your God, and then you realize government doesn't have your best interest at heart, that's going to create like an internal panic, right? That's going to create crazy anxiety. So they just believe. They believe that government has their good, and they would never harm them. And everything they do is for the greater good, and everything is, it's okay. But that isn't an everlasting peace, right? That isn't a sustainable peace, and it will not in the long run provide a peace that passes all understanding. So they're kind of in an internal conflict with themselves and with others, right? It's like a battle. And that's kind of how I see it. I'm like, okay, because time and time again, I'm like, this is where they're going to see it, and they don't. And so I've really thought about this a lot. I really have. And I believe it's a replacement of God with government, and believing that government really does want to help. And the only way to fix that is to literally pray that at some point they see it, but it has to be a God intervention. It really does. It does. And I think some people will never see it. I think some people, their hearts have gotten hard. They've gotten blind to it. And there's just this resistance because they can't be wrong. And so no. And that's sad. And then also when you couple government with media, right? And to actually think like what the media tells you is the truth. Like when you sit down at night and you listen to ABC News or CBS or CNN or MSNBC and you listen to them, that you believe with sincerity that they're telling you the truth instead of going a little bit deeper. Who owns the media? I mean, that's a question I think we should all ask. Who owns the media? Who funds the media? Who's behind the media? Who pays for the majority of advertising from the media? What's their story? And then you start to uncover it and you realize, oh my gosh, the people that own the media have ulterior motives, and they're connected to this and this and this and this. And then you start to see it. But that does not happen unless you start asking questions. And I think some people are afraid to go down that route because it destroys that temporary release from anxiety, because they don't have God. They don't have anything else to put their trust in. So trust is in media, trust is in government, and that's where they remain. That's where they are. Because if they begin to see it, the fear creeps in, the anxiety sets in, and they have nowhere to go because they've completely locked God out of their life. And that's where we are. That's where we are right now as a society. And that's what I'm seeing take place. Because if you can't sit and watch a separate set of footage come into play, and you watch it, and you can't say, well, maybe what was presented to us wasn't the full truth. Maybe what happened that day might have been, you know, dramatized a little bit. Maybe they, you know, elevated it a little bit. And then you start to ask, well, why would they elevate it a little bit? Then you start to go down that route. And who would want to elevate it? To what benefit would it be to what side to elevate? And you start asking questions. And when you start asking questions and you're open to having that, oh my gosh, moment, I've been lied to, and there is a fear that sets in. On the other side of that, I'll tell you, is a release and a peace. And then you start to see the truth. But it's a journey. It's a journey that a lot of people don't want to take. So that's kind of what I've found. And share with me your thoughts. Like, why do you think people do what they do? Why do they think the way they think? And I'm fascinated by the way people think. Like, I really am. I love debate. I love discussion. I could talk politics, you guys. I could talk theology. endlessly. Like I could do it all. I could do it all day long. And it drives my husband crazy. He's like, let's just watch the show and not think about anything for a few minutes, Rachel. But I'm always like, always wanting to know, like, what's the real story? What's the real motive? I'm a skeptic, to be honest. I'm a skeptic. So that's the way I am. I'm going to quickly go through a couple other things and then we'll wrap up here. But I did want to note that it was International Women's Day the other day, and Jill Biden invited some women to the White House to present them awards. And one of the people awarded was a man. And of course, because this is the Biden administration and there is no truth. It's your truth or my truth or I feel or you feel, but there's no truth. There's no hardcore truth in their world, but there is truth. There is absolute truth. And it is cruel, I will say, to validate untruth. It's cruel and evil and heartless to validate someone's delusion. I feel like that's evil, because it doesn't help that person. You know what it does? It drives them deeper into an abyss of darkness and delusion where there is no truth. And that is not what we're called to do as Christians. That's not what we're called to do as truth seekers. We are called to speak the truth. And when you speak the truth, it brings forth light and it commands darkness to go. And that's what we're called to do. So when someone says, well, that's not love, you're not being kind. No, validating an untruth is unkind and it's evil and it's wrong. And I would like to say, where are the feminists? My goodness, where are you? Where are you? You've gone from being property to being able to vote, to being able to own businesses, to be completely eradicated to non-existence. That's where you've taken us, feminist movement. That's where you've taken us. You've taken us from being property to being able to vote, to being able to own businesses, to being able to run for office, to then suddenly no longer existing. And it's sick and it's wrong. And you're a bunch of hypocrites is what you are. You're not pro-woman. Not at all. The entire movement is a bunch of bull, basically. I mean, my goodness, we just found out, what was it, yesterday or 2 days ago, that women in weightlifting now have to allow men in their sport. It's crazy. It's crazy town. It's ludicrous. And until people start saying, no, this is absurd. This is crazy. This is not love. This is not kindness. This is wrong and it's evil and it's unkind. And I started thinking about this, because we're validating like crazy things now. Like, have you noticed? Like, it's like, I follow libs of TikTok on Twitter, and some of her videos, I'm like, wait, what? They are identifying as what? This is what? Like, wake me up from this complete twilight zone that I'm living in. Like, what? And they're like, yeah, that's what we do. Because if you love them, that's like, no, that's wrong. That's not what we do. That's not who we are. Okay. Love speaks the truth. Okay. You speak it in kindness, but you speak the truth. And I mean, at what point does this suddenly come crashing down? If someone identifies as a bird, they identify as bird. They're a bird. And they want you to believe that they're a bird too. And if you don't believe that they're a bird, well, then you're just a mean person and you're a bigot and you're evil, because you haven't validated them as a bird. So one day this person that really believes they're a bird, because everyone has told them, you're a bird and I will call you a bird because I care about you. I'm going to call you a bird. And so this person is like, hey, other people are calling me a bird. I am a bird. I'm a bird and I'm going to launch myself off of this 12-story building because I'm a bird. And one day they climb up to this top of the 12-story building and they launch themselves off the building expecting to fly because they've been told that they're a bird and that is their perilous end to their life. Is that kind? I'm serious. Is that what you believe left we should be doing? I don't see it as kind. I see it as heartless. I see it as a wicked joke. I see it as cruel and evil to do this to people. They need to be helped. They need to be helped. And that's what love does. Love comes up behind them and says, hey, you're struggling with some stuff and I want to walk you through this. And I'm going to speak truth to you because I care about you and I love you. That's what we're called to do. And this validation that's taking place is the absolute opposite of love. And we saw that happen the other day at the Biden celebration of women. Another validation that I see as complete evil. I don't see it as kind. Not at all. Not at all. So, with that said, I'm going to close this down. I do encourage you. I was actually listening to a sermon the other day by Charles Spurgeon, and it really spoke to my heart. And he was an awesome preacher of a man that spoke in England and really changed the church. Very powerful. But it's awesome to just listen to some of his sermons because it's just straight word. And I was listening to one of it, and the message was very simple. And we often like go past it, but it was John 15. He says, Jesus is saying, abide in me and I'll abide in you. And I can give you the exact, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye abide in me. So you can't produce fruit, really. You can't be all that God's called you to do if you're not abiding in him. And then if you go on in this passage here, he says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask me what you will, and it shall be done unto you. And I found that so profound because at first, in order for that to come true, in order for you to really, when you go to the Father and you begin to pray and you begin to seek him for some a desire of your heart, it can't happen unless you're abiding in him, right? That can't come into being unless you're spending time and abiding in God, right? But if you are, then when you do pray and when you do talk to the Father, you can come to him and ask him and he will answer your prayer. He will. It's a promise, right? And what's so profound about this is if you are abiding in God, if you are spending time with him, if you are walking with him, if you are praying and it just starts with like each day, just God, help me to abide in you. And the world is constantly trying to push you out and trying to get you distracted. I mean, when I try to spend time with God, my phone goes off. People are calling me, text message. It's just nuts, right? You have to just shut it all out and be like, no, I'm demanding this time. I'm going to have this time. And abiding in him, starting out like just, I'm going to abide in you. And when you abide in God, then you begin to see the way he sees. You begin to love the way he loves. You begin to think the way he thinks. You begin to discern the way he discerns. You begin to see things others can't see because you're abiding in him. And then you start to have that perspective. So then when you begin to pray and ask God for the things, the desires that are in your heart, those desires are there because God's placed them there because you've been abiding in him. So you're actually walking out his will because you're spending time with him. And when you're with him and spending time with him, then his will becomes your will, right? What he desires becomes so embedded in you that when you open your mouth to pray, you're asking him for what he wills for you. So I just feel like that's for somebody out there, but it really spoke to my heart because it just starts with just abiding in him, right? Spending time with him. And when you do that, you see stuff, man. I mean, looking back at all this stuff, guys, that we've gone through, that we've walked through, that we're like, oh my gosh, they're lying. I really do believe it's because of abiding in God. I believe the ability to see things others can't see is because of walking with the Father, because he sees it all and he wants you to see it all. And if you spend time with him, he's like, okay, this is what's going on. I mean, clearly this person is lying, and you can hear it and you're like, you're lying. I don't know how I know that, but I know it's a lie. And I knew it. Like, I knew it throughout the last several years. I'd be like, that's a lie. That's a lie. They're lying. This is not, no, that's a lie. And you can start to detect that, right? But it starts with abiding in him, spending time with him, right? All right, you guys, that's it. That's what I got for you. We'll not be around next week, taking a time out with the family. Like I said, at the top of this, it's very important to just take a rest, take a time out, because this is a marathon, right? And if we're just sprinting, you're going to burn out, man. You're going to be like, I'm exhausted. And then you're no good to anyone. And when you're exhausted and you can't run, you can't fight the good fight. You gotta have endurance. And the way to get endurance is to pace yourself and take good timeouts when you need them. So, all right, you guys. Michelle, have a wonderful day too. God bless you guys. I'm thankful. A shout out to my supporters. I'm so thankful for you guys. You are an encouragement to me. Know that. And that's it. All right. We'll talk soon. God bless.